The Bride by Charles Swindoll. Recording copyright 1994 by Charles Swindoll. Based on the book, The Bride. Copyright 1994 by Charles Swindoll. All rights reserved. The church of the first century had many advantages. An infectious love, a relevant message, an authentic lifestyle, and a powerful savior. But the church of the 90s has forgotten who we really are, the Bride of Christ. In this abridgment of his book entitled, The Bride, Renewing Our Passion for the Church, author Chuck Swindoll reminds us of how we are related to Christ and what truly powerful things we can do. As God calls us forward to change the world and become the church of the 21st century, Chuck Swindoll encourages us to remember who is standing beside us.
I'm the first to see her when she appears at the back of the church, but she snaps her head sideways with every row she passes. That's the way it is with the bride. She remains hidden from friends and relatives inside the church until the playing of the four-measure fanfare of Wagner's Wedding March. Then the notes of the fanfare sound. She steps out in view of all of us who face the congregation, row by row. People turn to see that center aisle. They gasp. They cry. Some laugh and smile. They beam. They rejoice. The bride stands us on our heads, happens every time. She is the center of the wedding and radiates every hope and dream on that day. Maybe that's why God chose the symbol of the bride to represent the church. Christ meant for his church to turn heads, to turn the world upside down, and to draw attention to itself as the location of hope and belief in a world shot through with cynicism. Jesus was forever talking about weddings. Have you noticed that in reading through the New Testament? The fact is, God referred to the people of Israel as his bride in the Old Testament, back in Hosea chapter 2, verses 19 and 20.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?